Shalom from Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh. This is Rabbi Gershon Turetsky with Sem Torah for Parshat Ki Tisa. The Ramban tells us that we have a mitzvah. Shalom nishkach ma'amar har Sinai, never to forget what happened on Mount Sinai. V'lo nasir ato midatenu, and for never to leave our minds. Aval yiyu einenu v'libenu sham kol hayamim. But rather, the events that occurred at Har Sinai are supposed to be part of our eyes and our hearts forever. This is a mitzvah that we have to constantly remember what happened in Har Sinai and to transfer that message to relate to our generations that follow what occurred at Har Sinai and its significance. Now, the Medrash in this week's parasha in Ki Tisa sheds an interesting light into what occurred up there at Har Sinai when Moshe was mekabel the Torah from Hashem. The pasuk tells us in Shemot Perek Lamed Aleph pasuk Yuchet Vayitain el Moshe Kichalatola deberi toba har Sinai, Shnei Luchot Hoedut, Luchot Evan, Ketuvim Be'etzpai Lokim, that God gave Moses the Luchot. But the Medrash says that it wasn't just the Luchot that God gave to Moses. Rather, the Medrash tells us in Shemot Rabbah, Parsha Kitisa, Parsha Mem Aleph, Vayitena Moshe, Amar Ravavahu. Ravavahu said, Kol Mem Yom Sha'asa Moshe Lamala. For all 40 days that Moshe was up in Har Sinai, haya lomei Torah v'shocheach. He will learn Torah and he will forget. Amar Lei, so Moshe turned to Hashem and said, Rabon ha'olamim, Master of the Universe, yesh li mem yom, I've been up here for 40 days, ve'eini yodea devar, and I don't know anything. Ma'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did God do? Mishehish li mem yom, at the end of the 40 days, natan lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu et ha-Torah matana. God gave Moses the Torah as a present. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, Vayitein al Moshe, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe. So apparently, according to the Medrash, although Moshe was up at Har Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights, his actual Kabbalat HaTorah was very quick. I imagine it almost to be like transferring a file via a USB port. So the Shem Yishmael is bothered by two issues with this Medrash. Firstly, the implication of the Medrash is that the 40-day period that Moshe was up on Har Sinai was essentially a waste of time. As much as Moshe tried, he was unable to retain what he learned. So why was it necessary for Moshe to be up there? Furthermore, we learned since we were kids that Moshe acquired the Torah over the course of the 40-day period. And it seems to be that that's not true. He acquired the Torah over, I don't know, a 2-3 second period? So the Shem Yishmael gives a beautiful answer. Tells us why it was important for Moshe Rabbeinu to be up at Har Sinai for those 40 days and 40 nights. This is what he says. That even though Moshe didn't remember anything he learned, his learning, the process of learning, the learning environment made an indelible impression upon him. So therefore, by the time the 40th day came around, all of these, quote, impressions came together to create a kli through which Moshe would be able to receive the Torah from Hashem as a matana. Had it not been for the 40-day and 40-night period of learning, he never would have been able to receive the Torah as a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This idea of the significance of impressions can be applied to the relationship between Shabbos and the other days of the week as well, the Shem Yishmael explains. Over the course of the work week, we spend so much of our time focusing on Avodas Hashem, but as a result of all the mundane issues, everything that we're involved in, everything that pervades our work week, we can at times forget our spiritual accomplishments and focus almost exclusively on our material activities. We dive in, yes, we learn, we do mitzvot, but oftentimes we forget about these, or we look at them as to be somewhat insignificant, as opposed to everything else that we do. And it can become very difficult and somewhat depressing for us not to have in mind, not to realize all of our accomplishments during the week. So the Shem Yishmael explains that even though one may forget all the spiritual aspects of the week, everything that they've accomplished, it is these spiritual activities that create a kli, make us more able to be mekabel Shabbat. So when Shabbos rolls around, our ability to be mekabel Shabbat, our ability to appreciate, understand the significance of Shabbos, oftentimes comes as a result of all the efforts, even if we don't really realize them, even if they seem somewhat fleeting, as a result of those mitzvos that we're able to be mekabel Shabbat. So obviously this is a very important lesson for all of us to reflect upon, for all of us to remember. We have to keep in mind that even though we may learn and forget, even though despite our learning and our growth we may fall, one should never assume that the efforts that were put in were for naught. Each and every spiritual activity, be it learning, be it a mitzvah or whatever, leaves an indelible impression upon us that allows us to, at the right time, become better suited in the future for a heightened level of spirituality, for a heightened level of Torah knowledge, for a stronger and more important and concrete relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbat Shalom.